The effort to privatize liquor sales in Oregon cleared a hurdle Thursday when the state Supreme Court gave the go-ahead for initiative sponsors to gather signatures. The potential ballot measure is already raking in millions from the grocery industry. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
The measure would take the state of Oregon out of the business of selling hard liquor, such as whiskey, vodka, and gin. Those can only be sold in state-chartered stores. Grocers want to be able to offer those products to customers along with their current selection of beer and wine. The industry has already raised $3 million in its efforts to get the initiative on this November's ballot. The bulk of the cash has come from the Idaho-based company that owns the Albertsons and Safeway grocery chains. Opponents include public employee unions. Those groups unsuccessfully lobbied for the ballot measure's official description to emphasize the potential loss in state revenues if liquor sales are privatized. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.